Vous êtes maintenant devant la Black Rock. Juste derrière le panneau d'interprétation se trouve un vaste stationnement. Rendez-vous sur celui-ci. Une fois là, sentez-vous libre d'y circuler à votre guise. Si vous préférez vous reposer, vous pouvez vous asseoir à l'ombre sur un des accotements près des arbres. Vous êtes maintenant à l'emplacement exact des anciennes résidences du quartier Goose Village. Imaginez-vous il y a 50 ans, vous seriez ici, en plein cœur d'un quartier bien dynamique. La vocation des bâtiments de Goose Village était surtout résidentielle. Des maisons de style britannique, qui comportent en moyenne 2 ou 3 étages, bâtis pour la plupart sur le trottoir, avec cour et ruelles. Les logements sont généralement grands, comptent 5 pièces ou plus. D'anciens résidents nous décrivent des logements qu'ils habitaient à l'époque.
We had a big dining area, and we had a big living room, and a large bathroom. And that's where you got my fingers cut in the door,
yes.
That you slammed, which my sister gave him a punch black eye. That was good. It was big. We lived upstairs, so the stairs went down. But it was a good size. We had a shed.
Everybody had a shed.
Everybody had a shed.
I mean, that wasn't really a shed.
Parfois en bon état, parfois délabré, les équipements sanitaires sont pour la plupart adéquats, même si le quart d'entre eux ne dispose pas d'une salle de bain complète. Selon les souvenirs des frères Gagliardi, certaines maisons étaient lugubres et pouvaient faire peur aux habitants.
The old buildings that were there, most of those old buildings were scary.
They were spooky.
Spooky. I saw a ghost. You know, that was the type. Did you see the curtain move? There's somebody behind it. My sister wouldn't go to bed. She was scared. That's the kind of buildings they were.
En plus des logements, on retrouve aussi plusieurs commerces dans Goose Village. Des épiceries, des dépanneurs, quelques restaurants, mais aussi des industries légères, une école et un centre communautaire, le Victoria Town Boys Club, un lieu de rassemblement de premier choix dans le quartier où se déroulaient plusieurs activités. Écoutons Madame Frenetti.
The Boys and Girls Club was a good place to go because after school it gave you activities and they planned bus trips, whatever. And well, there was ping pong. There was our Friday night, Saturday night dances. We had a lot of dances, street dances too.
Avec tous ces bâtiments, ces logements et ces commerces, Goose Village ne compte pratiquement pas d'espace vert.
There was no trees for
the
green.
The Goose Village was built what I think was more like England style English. All the houses stuck together with the sidewalk and a street. So there was nothing like we know today where there's a little bit of grass. There was no grass on there was sidewalk, asphalt, and that was it. Not even trees in front of the houses like you see in Montreal in some of the areas. Not there was nothing. It was pretty bare.
Le seul parc du quartier est un lieu de rassemblement bien fréquenté.
Like we had one park and it did everything. Because you had your playground at one end and then the other end you had your shack. And our shack was divided with a wood stove. Yeah. In the winter the wood stove kept you warm.
Oh yeah.
In the summer you did arts and crafts in there. You did a lot in the summer in the park. But then you used to play around horseshoes and stay at stilts. And your day was divided between games and singing. And I think we did square dancing back then to a French song. And then you'd make your own costumes. And
they even had track and field days.
Yeah.
Then they'd bring ponies down and mules. Yeah, they were good days. Good memories.
De façon générale, Goose Village est un quartier enclavé et isolé, marqué par son environnement immédiat. En raison de sa petitesse, les gens qui y vivent partagent les mêmes réalités. C'est ce qui explique la grande solidarité qui existe entre résidents. Goose Village abrite une communauté tricotée serrée. D'anciens résidents nous parlent de la fraternité dans le voisinage.
There was nobody that would, you would say middle class or high class. Everybody was more or less on the same level. And I think that's what brought everybody together because we all shared. We didn't say, well, look, oh, so-and-so is, you know, he's making $50,000-$60,000 a year. We're not going to bother with him. No, everybody was on the same level. Everybody worked hard.
But the good thing about growing up there was nobody was different, you know.
No, everybody was the same.
Yeah.
Everybody was broke.
Everybody was equal. Like, even if you had more than another, your neighbor, it didn't matter. You were, you know, everybody was treated the same.
Tout le monde se connaît et se parle dans le quartier.
And when you walk down the street, no matter what, everybody would always say hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Did you have a good time? Of course, don't try to get caught kissing your boyfriend four streets down, because your mother knows about it. Because whoever saw you there, your mother knows before you got home.
Yeah.
That was for sure.
Pour se divertir, on retrouvait aussi plusieurs loisirs et divertissements.
Of course, in the winter you went to skate there, and in the summer you went to play on the swings. Like, I don't see parks that very much now. And I know there's a park at my corner here, but it's only for babies under age. I don't know, I think it says 4 years old. But this was for, like, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old, whoever wanted to go.
And they had every Thursday they showed us a free movie. And we used to get bags of chips. It was on this big, big wall.
Yes, and, in the summertime.
In the summer, and it was always free, like Thursday night.
It was like an outdoor
night,
movie. The beginning, like, not a what do they call those?
Drive-in.
A drive-in. Yeah. You didn't drive. You just walked in, and you know, you brought a chair,
and
you
was nice.
The movie.
Everybody would bring their own chair, and we would sit there. I mean, even the parents came too.
And Victoria Town Boys and Girls Club, which I was a member, and I was also a majorette. They had little, like, you know, events. Like, during the summer, they had events. And in the winter, of course, Christmas, there was Santa Claus. That was the big thing. Every Christmas, Santa Claus came there, and we all got a little gift from Santa Claus.
And it was
Claus.
Always
we all got
free.
To sit on his
hey, beach. It was always
we had a party. You know, we had fun, and it was everything was free.
Everything was free. That's what I just said.
Oh, the go-karts. Oh, yeah. That was an activity we used to have in the summertime. And you could not go in the race unless you built it, even if you had an adult's help. There was wheels from carriages, wheels from bicycles, you name it. String, I mean, it wasn't much of a seat. Sometimes you took an old sleigh and you made it. And those carts, you just, you had somebody pushing you, and you had the steering, you know, with the cart, the cord. And you just had your feet going. You know, this thing flapping at the bottom. Let's try and keep it straight. Yeah, we had races, yeah. Well, also at the park, there was potato racing. You put yourself in a potato sack and you raced. You had an egg on a spoon and you had to race without dropping it. We had a lot of activities that I don't even see here.
And we used to have our street dances. Sometimes on a Saturday night, they would string some like Christmas tree lights across the street, and one guy would have like a Winnebago, Joe Berlantano. He would have a Winnebago, and he would provide the music, because this fellow, Joe Berlantano, he was the director of the Boys and Girls Club. So instead of having a dance inside the gym, especially in the summertime when it's warm out, they would have it outside in the street. People would dance in the street. Oh, it was fantastic.
On retrouve même plusieurs équipes sportives dans Goose Village.
Also, we had a basketball team, we had a hockey team.
Oh yeah, we had a soccer team, I played soccer.
That,
for
you know, it was well represented from the village.
As far as events, sports events, yes.
And I'm pretty sure a lot of them would have been in the National Hockey League had we had the backing today that they have, because they were naturals. We have, we call them masquerade parties and stuff like that amongst the village people, you know.
Au contraire de la plupart des quartiers montréalais, et malgré l'importance de la religion pour la population, Goose Village ne comporte pas d'église ni de paroisse distincte. Seule une salle communautaire, située dans le sous-sol d'un bâtiment, sert de lieu de culte. Le gymnase du Victoria Town Boys Club fera ensuite office d'église.
No, we didn't have a church. Unless you went to St. Anne's. But just for the village itself? Yeah.
Yeah. But when it before that...
It was somebody's basement.
Yeah, it was right next to the clothing store there.
Yeah.
Taylor's?
Yeah. Right, we're downstairs in the basement next door.
Beside a clothing store was like a big basement. That's where the church started
church
at first.
Started, yeah.
And then from there it moved into the gym of the boys club.
En plus de l'absence d'un réel lieu de culte pour la population, on n'y trouve ni poste de police, ni bureau de poste, ni pharmacie, ni médecin. La petite superficie du quartier justifie l'absence de ces infrastructures. Les résidents devront se rabattre sur les quartiers avoisinants pour avoir accès à ces services, soit Pointe-Saint-Charles à l'ouest ou la paroisse Sainte-Anne, communément appelée Griffintown, au nord du canal de la Chine. Même si le quartier n'a pas une très bonne réputation, le taux de criminalité n'y est pourtant pas très élevé. On dit que l'ambiance dans le quartier est généralement très bonne. Une certaine rivalité se fait sentir entre la communauté irlandaise et italienne, mais les relations entre les habitants sont généralement harmonieuses. Écoutons les Gagliardi à ce propos.
Well, it was a rough neighborhood, a Goose Village. Everybody had their own way of living, but it was fun. It was good. Overall, it wasn't.
Yeah, between the neighbors, it was pretty friendly. Yeah, between the neighbors, pretty friendly. Yeah, the odd street fight with kids, which is normal back then, you know, especially with the Irish and the Italians, and then go too well.
It used to be more of a street fights.
Yeah. So. Other than that, people got along pretty well. The neighbors used to help each other pretty much. They used to be, I used to find these to be more sociable back then than we are today.
Comme on l'a mentionné plus tôt, les gens sont heureux d'habiter dans Goose Village. Pour certains, s'y établir a changé leur vie.
We had fun. We had good time and bad time. It changed everybody's life.
Because we had love for each other. I think that's the key. Love and respect for each other in the village. And that's why I say there's nothing, there'll never be another village, no matter what.